sugya of Terilin HaKalkola B'Mikukeles. I just want to start off with one story that happened this past week, since it's again to what we just learned, and that is that I got a bedika on Yom Shvi. I mentioned that Bodka Be'Echein and Bodak Lov, Tachzav Yerecha. So the whole shaila, how do we pass an alach l'maisa from Rashi and Tosfos? It seems that it's a svek tveika. The shach seems to tain it's only svek tveika when you find it on the yerech, but if you find it on the eid, then it's not a svek tveika. How do we pass an alach l'maisa? It's not so clear. But practically, it's not very negia such a case because all our eidim are bedukim, and who's Tachzav Yerecha afterwards? Well, I was zeicha to a case, Kadosh Baruch wanted to show me. I was zeicha to a case of Bodka Be'Echein and Bodak Lov. V'tochta b'yirecha and himichil b'kufta. How did it happen? It happened this past Thursday. We got a bedika and there's a lot of small little dots on it. So I asked, what happened? They said, yeah, she didn't check it beforehand to see if it was really so clean. I presume she took it out of the package, but I don't know, little tiny little dots that didn't look like they came from the body. Then, what happened afterwards, then I saw on the side there's a little bit of red, mamish on the edge. What happened? So right after she did the bedika, she wanted to put it inside of the bad magen, the kufta that they have especially for bedika cloth, and she couldn't find it. Well, in between, she decided to serve her husband breakfast, and she opened up a can of tomato paste to serve with his eggs. And then she found the bad magen, and she stuck it back inside, and she brought it to the rav afterwards. And there's a little bit of red on it, and it's a little bit of bunch of dots. So here we have Bodka Be'Echein and Bodak Lo, and Hinicha B'Mokim of Mokim Sha'adam and Mitzuyim, the Hainu, that there's other things that I can get 34, and afterwards Hinicha B'Kufsa. The Chorib of Pashas and Echanam is such a case, the mount, certainly the mount that was over there wasn't more than a gris, it was a tiny little bit. And from the color you were able to tell that it wasn't really, it wasn't 100%, but L'chor, that's a good Kliyo, and in Echanami, it was not a problem at the end of the day. That's a Vade Kliyo, but if it would be down, there wouldn't be enough, L'chor. So, that's a L'chor good. Mishael is in such a case, if you have a Kliyo, do you need a new B'dika? Is that considered Kliyo as a Pasha? That's from there, and in Echanami, you wouldn't even need a new B'dika. We look at it as not a Chelik of the B'dika. But Pasha, L'chor, if you have the total Hafrashah in a place where you don't have the tliyo, then the churro could be that it counts as a bidikol. Teilen hakol b'mekukeles. There's kama v'kama ha'orais in the sugyo that atunibir, many of them the olam handled together, and maybe we'll try to be matzia al pi l'achrenim mahalach in the sugyo to try to be mefashet kol akumiris. Many of the things that are circled on the pages are just the ha'aras and where to find them as we go along. I think we'll start with 12 ha'aras on the sugya and see if we can find the mahalach as we go through. The Mishnah says, "Hashila chalukum le'nachres ha'venida harezet toilibo." If somebody lends their beged to a nachres, a nida or a nachres, Rashi says, "V'char kach lavshal sahi." After she gave it to the nida, the nachres, then she wore it. The halacha is allowed to be tailored. The shaila is, why is Rashi madgish that she wore it afterwards? L'chor, the same halacha would apply if she wore it first and then gave it to the nida. Why does it have to be the other way around? Befrat that the Rashi Bataka learns that way. The Rashi was madgish that it's the other way around. L'chor, hain wahach. Why either? Where's the Rashi specifically? Well, l'chor, it would be no nafkamina if she wore it first and then gave it to the nida, or the nida wore it first and then gave it to her. The second akuda is, Rashi says, I raise the toilet above my nida, v'tahura, dekivan the nida hi, loy makalkal lo midi. The reason why you're allowed to be toilet in the nida is because you're not being makalkaler. L'chura, if you were Rashi, the reason why you'd be able to toilet in the nida is because she's a shukshal tabachim. She's producing dam. That's why you're allowed to be toilet in her. What does it mean because loy makalkal lo midi? It's like you pass by a shukshal tabachim. That's why you're allowed to be toilet. And even in Nochris, you have aura. In Nochris, it's mavur. In the Gemara, that Nochris is Zafka and Nochris Haroya. According to Rav, Zafka and Nochris, we know for sure that she already saw Dam. Remeir is Chaylik, and he says, no, it doesn't have to be that you know for sure that she saw Dam. Ru'uya Lirais is also enough. And the Shaila is Mamanavshah. Does Remeir hold that she has to be seeing Dam to be able to be telling her? So then you should know, you have to know for sure that she saw Dam. Elamai, you don't know she's a nochris, and therefore you're allowed to be telling her stai v'stai, even if you don't know she's seeing down, then why does she have to be ru'i liris? Mamanam shah, l'char, if you need a makam litlois, and therefore you need that, to know that she saw a dam, then she should have to be a raya. Elamai, you don't need a makam litlois, because you could just be telling her because she's a nochris, and she's not going to be makukeles. So then, even if she's not ru'i liris, l'char, stai v'stai, you should be able to be telling. The Gemara says, the Gemara continues, and it says, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, if you could be toiling in a Seferis Yoim, a Shemeris Yoim, B'Sheni Shiloh, can you be toiling her or not? Now, the Shaila is, why does Gemara only have a Machloikis Benegit, a Shemeris Yoim, B'Sheni Shiloh? L'chari, we should have said a much bigger Kiddush. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that holds you're allowed to be toiling a Shemeris Yoim, even if it's not the first day. We should have said a case of a Shemeres Yom B'Shlishi Shalom. On the third day, that if I'm going to be telling her, then she's going to need Zayin Akim. It's a much bigger Chiddush. Even in such a case, the according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the is no Chiddush between the second day and the third day. Once it's not the first day, the where's the Mokadim Mechal between the second day and the third day? And it's a much bigger Chiddush. You're being Mechalkaler so much more on the third day that she's going to meet Sefer Zayin Akim. Is that the same as the seventh day? We'll get to that. Is that the same as the seventh day? Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla, we could ask the same question. And let's say she's not on the Yom Zayin. Let's say the mikveh doesn't open. It's only open, the mikveh is only open once a week. So she already counted her Zayin Akim. The mikveh is only open on Thursday night, and she's holding by Tuesday night. So she's already holding by day 8. Can you also be tailing her? Or is that no? Only if she's mamish b'sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla. But after the Tzvira Zayin, then in a crown you wouldn't be able to be tailing the Shalai. What would be the chilek? The chilek will come that she's still Tameya because she didn't go to the mikveh. The chilek would be a mokum to be tailing. To be Taylor. Now, with that, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rashi says something interesting. V'sheini shaloh, im mishilase l'shemeres yoyim. You can look at the Rashi inside just because the nekuda of what Rashi is trying to say. Rashi seems to be masber Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, giving two timeim as to why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to be Taylor. V'sheini shaloh, mishilase l'shemeres yoyim, v'sheini shaloh, Taylor ba. Why are you allowed to be Taylor l'shemeres yoyim? Rashi says the first reason you're allowed to be tailing a Shemeres Yoim, even if it's not Mayna Pasuach, it wasn't Hochzaka Raya today, but since it's Mayna Pasuach, you're allowed to be tailing. Then Rashi continues. Even the Tmeya, Hashto. The Mashmoy says you're allowed to be tailing, even though you're going to be Makalkal her, but since she's Tamei now, you're allowed to be tailing. So then, L'chor Rashi is saying two reasons. Is he saying that the reason is because it's Mayna Pasuach, therefore it's Mistaver to be Terlin her? Or is he saying, no, Terlin Akal Kolobim Akukul, she's Tameya, you're allowed to be Terlin her. What are the two reasons that Rashi gives? And if you want to be Malchan and say that in Achnami, Rashi is only saying one reason. That's what Mashmoy says. He only says Terlibo one time. Right? Kivin the Mayna Pasuach, Terlibo. Rashi is just bavarning that L'chor, even though right now, Al Yidei, the fact that you're going to be Toiling her, she's going to be tamei. Afagav, given the minor pasuach toiling, but afagav the makakal aporta the three chalishma yerma brachos given tamei hashna. Even though you're making her tamei hashto, I should just be masber. Even though you're making her tamei hashna and you be makakaler, still you're allowed to be toiling her. Why? Because minor pasuach. It's not a new reason. It's a hesber of why you're allowed to be toiling her. Even though you're being makakaler, still you're allowed because it's minor pasuach. It would come out then that the ikar reason according to Rav Shimon Gamliel is because Mayna Pasuach. Mayna Pasuach is Mistaver that it came from Lady 1 as opposed to Lady 2 because it's Mayna Pasuach. But if that's the case, then what's Pshat in the second day of Rav Shimon Gamliel? By Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla, is it also Mayna Pasuach? She's holding 7 days after Hefsik Tayra. L'chur, there it's not Mayna Pasuach anymore, Bepashtas. If the reason is you need Istabris, what are you going to say by Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla? L'chur, it's not more Mistaver that it came from her. That's the first question. And the second question is, if the Ikar Tam is because it's Mayna Pasuach, then how come in the next Gemara, Rav Chisda comes along and he says, Rav Chisda says, Tomei v'tor shehochu b'shnei shvilin, echa tomei v'chator, v'shnei b'nei adam, echa tomei v'chator shehochu b'shnei shvilin, bonu l'machlekes Rebbe Mishim Gamliel. You have this machlekes in Rebbe Mishim Gamliel. According to Rebbe, you're not going to be able to be tailed the tummy and the tummy. According to Mishim Gamliel, you're able to be tailed the tummy and the tummy. And the shaila is why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, should be able to be teila the tummy and the tummy. The whole reason Rav Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to be teila is because it's mistaver, because it's mayna pasuach. That's why. But if over here it's not any more mistaver that the tummy went down the tummy, the tar went down the tar. If you need istabras, then the chur over here is not more istabras. Elamai, you want to say no. According to Rishim Gamliel, for sure you're allowed to be toilet, because in this case you're not being mekalkalim. So tell him to call him a kokol. Then that's the whole new machlekes. That's not the machlekes from before. The machlekes from before was telling him because it's more mistaver that it came from her. Even though it's not mayna pasua chayoyim, still says Rishim Gamliel, that's considered mayna more mistaver that it came from her. So then how can Rishim Gamliel say, bonu lo machlekes, then Rishim Gamliel is a new machlekes. If tell him to call him a kokol or not. Vidat Rebbe. Rashi says, what's Pshat in Rebbe? That you're not being makalkal. That the reason why Shemer is you're not allowed to be toil and chain is because you're being makalkal. Hurl makalkal Allah, my chaz is the makalkal Allah, tve mehach. Rebbe says, no, Shemer is yom, chain is you're not allowed to be toil. Why could you be makalkal one more than the next? For Rishon Shalom, says Rashi, why are you allowed to be toil? Delay makalkal maybe. You're not being makalkal. So Rashi is masber beautifully that according to Rebbe, the reason why you would be allowed to be tailor or not be allowed to be tailor is dependent on whether or not you be mekalkaler. So then how could Rav Chisda say a few lines later that according to Rebbe, you're not going to be tailor by Shnei Shvilin, her, you're not being mekalkaler person. Why shouldn't you be able to be tailor? According to the time that you just said before, that Rashi was masber and Rebbe. Rebbe holds, if you're mekalkal, you can't be tailor. If you're not mekalkal, you could be tailor. By Shnei Shvilin, you're not being mekalkal. The person's already told me, you're not being mekalkal, why shouldn't you be able to be tailor? Bechlal, Rashi seems to say a different svara later on. Here he says, because you're not being makalkal. Later on, Rashi says that by El Mishum Nechi Adodi Ninu, Shteino Yubacheskes Tair, Shemeres Yemeshene Shelo, Ru'uya Litvul Kol Shel, Shetirza. She's Ru'uya Litvul, so therefore she has din like she's Tahiro. The Mashmoy says if she's not Ru'uya Litvul, let's say Sefer Zayin Bechamishi Shelo. She's not Ru'uya Litvul, but you're going to be makalkal her. What's the Mashmoy? You would be allowed to be telling her. Because she doesn't have a din of being tar. Rashi said before in the Talion whether or not be makalkal. Here he says the Talion whether or not gets ruy litful. What is the ikur tam according to Rashi? Bechlal bedas Rebbe. What the Rebbe says? The Gemara says. Why does it say lefikach by Rav Shimon Gamliel? As lefikach of Rebbe. Why does it say lefikach by Rebbe? I would have a hav mina that since we found the kesten by the second lady, we should be matamer. Kamash malon. We're not going to be matamer. What's the Havamina? Why just because you found the Kesem there? The Pashas, the reason is Kanin Tu Kanoyu. This is where you found the Kesem. Up until now, we say that it didn't have a Kesem, and a Mestama happened to this lady. So what's the Kamash Malan? What's the Kamash Malan? Why don't we say Kanin Tu Kanoyu? What is Bamas the reason why we don't say it? Taitu says on Dafnun Chesem and Aleph because. Believe that. Taitu says, Svarn Memayot. On Nun Ches that he bavarns this question, the is the din binigeta mamanis, his answer works. It's not binigeta dinet klius ksam. Then binigeta turn in kesem bekesem. The Gemara says, can you be turn in the kesem bekesem? Ali, but the Rebbe, like divay lecha. For sure, according to Rebbe, don't have any questions. The only question is according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Shaila is, then the Gemara says, brings a stira in Rebbe, and brings a stira binigeta, can you be turn in the kesem bekesem? The Gemara says, you can answer. Really, Hava HaRebbe. Hava Rishin, Hava Sheni. According to Rebbe, you could be Tehle. It depends on what day you're on. If you're being Makalkal, the person or not being Makalkal. So what was the Havamina and what was the Maskana? He said, according to Rebbe, for sure you don't have a question. You can't be Tehle. Then the Gemara says 3 lines later, oh, it could be that you could be Tehle according to Rebbe. What was the Shaka Vatariya? And Bechla, what was the Gemara saying? That according to Rebbe, you can't be Tehle. The whole Svar of Rebbe we just said before is that, are you being Makalkal or are you not being Makalkal? So sure, I guess them, if you're not being Makalkal, then why shouldn't you be able to be Tehle? She's Tamei already. You're not being Makalkal. Why shouldn't you be able to be Tehle in her Bechlal? And the last question is, what's Pshat in the Maskana? The Maskana, we say that we don't ask any questions according to Rebbe. Just in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Can you be Tehle Kesem or not? Gemara says at the end of the day, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're not allowed to be Tehle. Why are you not allowed to be Tehle according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? L'chura, you're not being Makalkal the person. Tehle Nakalkal b'makukul. What's the reason? Where is the mocking that you shouldn't be able to be tailor? So we have, I think it's 12 ha'aretz here. These are the ha'aretz going through the sugya. What's going on over here? Do you need a kliya? Do you not need a kliya? If you need a kliya, dafka if you're being mekalkal. Rebbe seems to say that the reason why you could be tailor is dafka if you're not being mekalkal. If you're being mekalkal, you can't be tailor. Then Rav Chisda says, no, even by Shnei Shvilin, even though you're not being mekalkal, you still can't be tailor. By Tzomim, even though you're not being mekalkal, you can't be tailor. What's the mahalech? What's going on in the sugya? So, L'chura, to be Masiya Mahalach in the Sugya, Hapi the Mishnah Lemelech, but Behektim, the first Yisrael in the Sugya is that there's two Shlavim to the whole Sugya of Telan HaKakal and Makovo. The first Shlav in the Sugya is that you need a Makov to be Taylor. Before you start being Taylor, before the Sugya starts being Taylor, who could you be Taylor in? You first need a Makov to be Taylor. If you don't have a Makov to be Taylor, then you can't be Taylor. Memela, it's Pashit that you can't be Taylor in a Nochne Shalai Rasa. If you don't have somebody that's a 6-year-old Nochris, even though she's not going to become Mikul Keles, but for all intents and purposes, she's a rock. Can you be tailing the rock? Let's say she hung up her skirt to dry on the rock. And she finds the ketzim afterwards. So she says, the tanir came from the rock. I'm not being makal to the rock. Chalem is medlokshin. You can't do that. There's no makam to be tailing. You need first a makam to be tailing. If you don't have a makam to be tailing, then you can't be tailing. After, Memela, that's why, according to Remeir, says that you need somebody that's real this place. In a Chanami, you don't need to know for sure that she saw. You need to know that there's a makom to be teile. Is this lady a makom to be teile, or is this lady not a makom to be teile? If she's ru'uyel yirek, then you already have a makom to be teile, l'chara. What's that?
Tanakama of Reb
Sheshes. That... What would be the Havimina? You could be Taylor in the Nachris even if she's watching Makal. And was the Maskana Sagamar is the Chariz Nalik of Sheshes. What would be the Tzad? What would be the Tzad is that somebody that's Sakashver Tzad, Machura. We'll find that in Benegia Tektana, the Tektana, even if Philu, her Tzadinim Luchachim Bidam, the Gemara says, you'll have to be Taylor in her because we say Zichr, she was up for Shukh Shatabach. So we're going to be Taylor maybe in the Tektana to say that she was up for Shukh Shatabach, but Lachur, not in the Tektana Lane. Her you zikr need a makim to be tailor. Any ktana? Yeah, according to the Nechanami. It shouldn't be that.
According to the Rashi,
if she saw it once.
Yeah, but she's not holding up.
That could be. According to Rashi, that it's love dafka that she saw once, even if she's not a Raya Bechlal. Even if she wouldn't say, could be. If she saw once, what's the story if she saw once when she's, what would be, it could be that there are those that even Aliba de Hilchas said they want to sign it that maybe if she saw once, that should be enough, once she's considered Tameo and a Chanami. Now, it's Mavur in the Gantz Sugyo that every woman during her childbearing years is considered a Makom to be Tehillim. That means even if she's not a Roya right now, even though she's not a Nida, like Tosfos says, that Gabi Kesem Nami Ikelemit Lo Yisrach Haskosa Klal, the Ikelemit Li Bechavrto, Kamoi Bishuk Shal Tabachim. Be'etzem, any time that you're being trailed on another lady, even if she's not a Nida right now, she's a Shuk Shal Tabachim. A woman, a Shuk Shal Tabachim, we don't know if it's open 24 hours a day, and even when it is open, we don't know that there was Shechting at that time. Nevertheless, the tliya is that I'm being toilet in a mokim where there could theoretically be dam. If I'm allowed to be toilet in any woman during her childbearing years because she is a theoretical mokim for dam. She produces dam, Mela should be allowed to be toilet in her. Mela, there's nothing special be'etzem al-tanido that she's a shuk shal tabachim. Yes, in Rashi, why did Rashi have to say that the reason why I'm being toilet in nida is because loy mekal kolam midi? The reason I'm being toilet in nida is because she's a shuk shal tabachim. The answer is that every woman is a Shuk Shal Tabachim. There's nothing special about Anida per se. Maybe it's a little bit more Mestaver. But the Nekuda of Amokim to be Terlo, every woman who sees Dam once a month, or whenever it is she sees Dam, she is already considered Shuk Shal Tabachim, not allowed to be Terlo. The problem is, like Rashi says, it's the end of the Mishnah. Even though you have a Amokim to be Terlo, you have a second Shlav, and that is, once you have the Amokim to be Terlo, then you have to Dan. My chosat to makalkas leila hach, tmei mehach. Meichad needs to be makalka one person more than the next person. And Mamela says Rashi, by nido, the reason why I'm allowed to be tailing her is because loy makalka lamidi. And by nochris, the reason why I'm allowed to be tailing is because tmeo, not because she's a makalka to be tailing. Every woman is a makalka to be tailing. We're working already by the second shlav. First you have the shlav, do you have a makalka to be tailing? And that we're saying you have to be a nochris haroya or ruya liris. That's why you may have to say Rudafka ruya liris. And that's why Rashi says that the reason why you're allowed to be tailor nida is not because it's Shuk Shal Tabachim. The reason why you're allowed to be tailor nida is because she's different than every other lady that you're not allowed to be tailor in because you're not being a kalkula. Now, let's just clarify. This halacha of not being mekalkel, being mekalkel or not being mekalkel, is not a din in Bein Adam Lechaver. If you have two ladies, and they make up to each other, Rachel and Leah, they're sisters, they're twins, they've been best friends for the last 30 years, and twins, and they both share each other's clothing. At the end of the day, they found the ketzem on one of their clothing. So Rachel turns to Leah and says, listen here, I remember from my college classes that if this happens, we're both finished. We're both coming. So you know what? My husband's on a trip, business trip anyhow. I'll take him for the team. I'll become Tame, and you can be Tare than me. Mamanav Shach. Either we're both going to be Tame, or I'll be Tame and you'll be Tare. So I'll be Tame, you'll be Tare. It's none of my cousins. She's fine with that. Zichra, that's not the way that it works. We're handling Dini Tliya. Dini Tliya means al chazal. My chazis means you need a reason, a siba, to be telling one more than the next. She's Mesulak Izdamim. She's more of a tzad to be seeing. Be'etim you need, not just because she's makabal on herself to take the hit. That Zichra is not going to work. It's like my chazis Izdamim didoch sumuk tvei. Right? They force you, they're going to kill you. Chas v'chalil, it says they're going to kill Reuven if he doesn't kill Shimon. Say my chaz is dumb as the dog's in the face. Shimon says, don't worry about it, I don't mind, it's fine. There's no such thing. Zichr, you're not allowed to, my chaz, it has to be, it's a din in dini tliyo, it's a din in dini chazal. It's not a din in, and if a woman who becomes tmeo, let's say she says tmeani. She was in a Muslim, Bein Zor Shem, to get the kuf pehe. If a woman says tmeani, Allah, she's shavi anaf shechati chadisur, and she's tmeo. And then a chanami, even if she didn't see any dam. So right then, a woman, as soon as she finds the ketzem at night, tech shir vesa, she says, tmeani. She becomes to make herself tummy. You're not allowed to be telling her because she's tmeani. Or she said yesterday, fakir. Before the whole story, she said tmeani. She was in a fight with her husband, she says tmeani. And that's it, you're allowed to be telling her. Not. You need a mokim to be telling and she's not any more of a mokim more than the second lady. Kumtais. That we have two shlavim. First, you need a mokim to be tailor, then you have to dan whether or not my chazis to say one more than the next. We have a machlek between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. What's considered a mokim to be tailor? Shemeres yem b'sheni shelo. She's tmeo, and the other lady's tahira. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's enough of a reason that you're allowed to be tailor in the shemeres yem b'sheni shelo and severes zayin shalitov lo more than the first lady. Rebbe says no. That's not a tiba. That's not enough of a reason. Now, Vidas Rebbe, there's machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. What does Rebbe hold? How come b'shemeretim b'sheni shalom you're not allowed to be tailor, and b'shemeretim b'rishon shalom you are allowed to be tailor? So this is machlokes b'shenim. How to understand Rav Chisda and Rav Ada? So we saw in Taisus Ibn Maskel Tomei Vitar says Rav Chisda and Rav Ada have a machlokes. What's Rebbe going to hold when he comes to Shnei Shvilim? You have a Tomei and a Tar that walk down a Shvil Tomei and a Shvil Tar. Can you be Taylor or not? Says Rav Chisda. According to Rebbe, you're not allowed to be Taylor. And she's going to be Tommy, and he's going to be Tommy. Says Rav Ada, no. According to Rebbe, you are going to be Taylor. What's it talking about? What's the case talking about? The Tommy that we're handling that walked down the street. He's a Tommy mace. On the first day of his Tumas mace? On the third day of his Tumas mace? Or on the seventh day of his Tumas mace? Says Taisus, we're not talking about a Tommy on the seventh day of Tumas mace. Like the Tesla Rush brings down from a mayor that he tackle holds that way. We're not going that way, says Taisus. Why? Because that's the case of Sefer Zayin Shalai Tafla. What's your Chiddush Rav Chisda? That's Mamash the case that we said beforehand. We're not talking about a case where it's a Tamei Mace on the first day of his Tumma, like the Ramban and the Ran Taka learn, say Mefurish. So Taisus, we're not talking about that. Why? Because that's the case of Shemer Siyan B'yir Mishan Shalai, that everybody agrees that you could be Taylor. What's the Machlag Yitzin Rav Chisda and Rav Ada? That's Pashat Lachar that Rebbe's going to be masking. LMI, what we're talking about is sometime in the middle, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, one of the days in the middle, and he's going to be mafsid a few days. According to Rav Chisda says Rebbe's going to hold, you're being mafsid the person 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is, you're not allowed to be mafsid the person. Rebbe's going to say that you're not allowed to be Taylor. Rebbe's going to say that you're not allowed to be Taylor because you're being mafsid the person. That's like a Shemer Asim B'Shein Nishalom. And you're not allowed to be mafsid the person. Comes along with Ada and says, no, that's not considered a hefsid. What's considered a hefsid? Say, Farah Zayin B'Yom Shvi, that's considered a hefsid. But if you're only in the middle of the counting and you're not losing everything, that's not considered a hefsid b'chlal. If you're on day 3 and you're losing 3 days, Seder, that's not considered a hefsid. Only by Shemar Asiyayim or B'Sefer Zayin, that's considered a hefsid. And Lachur, like many were Matmiya, Advar Merav Tanigra. Shemar Asiyayim B'Sheni Shelah, how many days is she losing? 1 day. Rebbe says, no, that's already too big of a loss. Then you can't be tailor. Now we're talking about somebody that's a tummy mace. He's holding by day 6. He's losing 5 days. No, that's not such a hefsid. You didn't lose everything, that's not such a hefsid. What's going on over here? Shemar HaSiyam, we know for sure that Rebbe holds B'Shen Yishlo, he can't be tailor. The question is, what's going to be the case if you're tummy mace sometime in the middle? Can you be tailor or not? Says Rav Ado, according to Tosfos, that's not considered a hefsid b'chol. Only Sefer Zayin or Shemar HaSiyam B'Shen Yishlo. But somebody in the middle is not considered a hefsid. L'chor Rav Shad is, that's name of Furish in the Mishnah Lebelech, he says that it's dependent on whether or not you lose the entire amount that you're counting or not. Are you losing Shemar HaSiyam B'Shen Yishlo? How much did she have to count? 1 day. Sefer HaZayim B'Shen Yishlo, she had to count in 7 days. Vemela, if she's losing all that she counted, she's Be'etem Roy to be table now. It's Be'od HaLitvol. She's already finished with her Tumah. Now you want it to be mafsed the entire thing. She's already holding by the last day. That's considered a hefsid. But anything in the middle, that's not considered a hefsid because you didn't get up to where you have to get up to. You never prove that you're at the end of the... You didn't get through the 7 days without Tumah. You didn't get through the 7 days without Nidus. The male in the middle of the 7 says, Ravado, that's not considered a hefsid b'chal. It's not telling the amount of days. It's telling whether or not you lost all the Tumah or not.
Besides the fact that you're right to be tar, you just lost your tefillah or not, it's not even...
L'chur, that would be the reason why. Because you're already holding by the last day and you're already... It's b'yod ha-litfon. L'chur. Kumtais l'chur l'fidis. We could understand also, this is l'chur, the reason why Shemer Zim b'shlishi shalom. What we asked beforehand, why don't they have a machlekes by Sefer Yom Shemer Zim b'shlishi shalom? You should be able to be tailor. It's a much bigger chiddush. That on the third day, you could be tailoring her. That she should be able to, if you're tailing her according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you'll be matzich her another 7 days. Why did we say the machlokes is Shemer HaSiyam B'Shen Yishlo, that you only be matzich her 1 day? Talk about a case of much bigger chiddush, Shemer HaSiyam B'Shlish Yishlo. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that'd be tailing her to be matzich her an entire 7 days. The answer is that in a chanam, in such a case, Yitaka wouldn't be able to be tailor. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you wouldn't be able to be tailor. Why? Because you're being matzich an entire, it's a new tumah in Gansen. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's only since you're in the Sefer Zion, the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, what's going to be Sefer Zion Shalei Tavla? Is that already considered Lamaisa, you haven't finished the entire 7 days and gone to the mikvah? So that's still, you're in the middle of the Tumah, and therefore it's not considered as if you're putting on a new Tumah? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, if it's beyond the litzvah, that's already, you're basically finished the Tumah, and we look at that as a, we don't look at that as a, sorry, Rebbe says since it's beyond the litzvah, therefore we look at it as considered as you finished the tumah. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, you're still in the 7 days and you haven't finished the tumah. But once you finish the 7 days, that's it. You're finished entirely, and that's how the Mishnah Lamelech and Kiva Eger and the Chavos Das, or the Gedolei Achronim, Sefer Levush, most of the Achronim understand that Sefer Zayin Shleif Tavla is Dafka Sefer Zayin Shleif Tavla. But in the case that we mentioned before, and if she would have gone to the mikvah's closed. She finished the Zainakim and she's waiting, she's in the mountains. And they only go to the mikvah on Thursday night. But she finished the Zainakim on Tuesday night. And she's holding already Wednesday night, she's holding on day 8. And she's Sefer Zayin B'yom Shmini Kishloi Tavla. Can you be tailing her? Say all the Acharenim? No, you're not allowed to be tailing. That's already a Tumah Chadash. There's Exeris HaKosiv, you need to have Tfilah. But Be'etzem Al Tur Din Tumah, she finished the Zainakim, she proved that she's not a Raya for 7 days. Mamele, you're not allowed to be tailing her. The same thing over here by Shemer HaSiyam B'Shlishi Shelah. To make a Sefer HaSiyam B'Shen Yishlo to be make her Tomei, she's just a Hemshech of the Tumah that she had before. And you're not changing her Tumah from a Sefer HaSiyam to a Sefer HaZayin. But when it's a Shlishi Shelah, if you're going to make her Tomei, then you're going to change her from a Shemer HaSiyam to a Shemer HaShivanakim. That you're not able to do. That's a totally new Tumah that you weren't able to do even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the chiddush. Some of the Olam asked, what would it be? Let's say that the person is tamei. The case. Let's say you have shtei shvilin. One of them is tamei betumas meis, and one of them is tar. And you have a tumas, somebody that has tumas sheretz that goes down them. Would you be able to be trailer the tumas meis and the tumas sheretz according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? Chor v'pashas not. That's a totally new tuma. You're now being masochim to be sefer zayin and to have hazah. That's a. And Echanami, even according to Rishon Gamliel, you wouldn't be able to be Tehillah. That's Peshitta's thesis. The Machlekes between, in Revi, according to Rav Chizda, between Rav Chizda and Rav Ada is, according to Tosis, when you're in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim, is that considered a hefsid or is that not considered a hefsid? The middle of Zayin Nikiyim, we know that Rebbe holds on day 1 of Zayin Nikiyim, you're allowed to be Taylor. He holds on day 7, you're not allowed to be Taylor. What's everything in between? From day 2 through day 6. Is that like day 7? That's what Rav Chizda says, you're not allowed to be Taylor. And Rav Ada says, no, day 2 through day 6 is like day 1. And therefore you are allowed to be Taylor. If you didn't lose everything, then in a Hanami it's like day 1 and you're allowed to be Taylor. That's all Bedas Tosfos. Bedas Rashi, the Marsha on Tosfos says that L'chor it's mashma from Rashi, that Rashi learns differently, and it's mefurish like this Marsha and the Ran and the Ramban. Bedas Machleik is between Rav Ada and Rav Chizda. What's the Machleik between Rav Ada and Rav Chizda? So, Behektim, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold? So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds L'chor, like Rashi says, that it's dafka because it's chuksako ma'ina pasuach. That if Hashemeres Yom, even b'sheni shela, is still considered ma'ina pasuach, and therefore you're allowed to be tailing her. Why? Because even though she wasn't chuksako roya hayoim, it's still more mistaver that it came from her than it came from anyone else, than it came from the second lady. Ma'ina pasuach esmol. At least yesterday, we have two ladies here. We have Rachel and Leah. Rachel was chuksako ma'ina pasuach esmol. She was a chuksako roya esmol, but she's ma'ina pasuach now. And you have Leah, who bechlal is tahira. Who did it come from? The Sama, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. It came from the one that was Hosek Haroya and his Ma'ina Pasuach now. So that's all nice for Shemeres Yom Yesheni Shalom. What's with Sefer Zayin? Sefer Zayin Shalei Tovla. It's also Mustafa that it came from her. She really got through 7 days of Zayin Akim. It's also Mustafa. The Pashas, if we see down on Eid Badika, we think it's tomato paste, like we said beforehand. On day 7, L'chor, it's not more Mustafa to say that it's from the... She's already holding by Zayin Nikiyim. Is it... Are you going to say also Ma'ina Pasuach? So the truth is, look at the Mishnah Lamelech, and that's what the Chavetz Chaim them don't also appear Rashi. That Zichur, yes. We also reckon the Sefer Zayin to be still be considered Ma'ina Pasuach. Until she finishes the Zayin Nikiyim, even if she doesn't go to the mikvah. Until she finishes Zayin Nikiyim, it's still considered Ma'ina Pasuach. What's up, Shan? She's already holding, she already had a hefsek tayro. She already mastic herself. What's a hefsek tayro? To mastic yourself, that is minus also. She already had, 7 days ago, she had a hefsek tayro. So we already saw such a musik. We saw a few times, brought down, the shach brought down, the ramah in kuftat yivov. Are you allowed to be tayle in samim in the first 3 days of Zayin Nikiyim? So the Mordechai says, you're not allowed to be tayle for the first 3 days of Zayin Nikiyim. Why not? Even if you have a makom litlois, you're not allowed to be teileh. Because it's not huchzeko ma'ino sosim. You're right, you did have sektaro, but if you don't have 3 days afterwards, then we don't consider it huchzeko ma'ino sosim. That means even though she already vies through her sektaro that she's ma'ino sosim, we don't really reckon it that it's mamash ma'ino sosim for the first 3 days. You need 3 days to be master yourself. That's klape dini clear. Klape benegea to one lady being teileh another lady, is one more olo lirais than the second? Yeah. If a woman needs to get through Zayin Nikiyim, that means why does she need Zayin Nikiyim? The Ramban al Tera says that what's pshat in Azava? Azava is ki yozev zoyev doma yamim rabim b'lay es nidoso. This is not the time that she's supposed to be seeing. So why is she seeing? Says the Ramban, it's a chayli. Now a woman that's a chayli, it's not just enough to count a certain amount of days and then she's good like a nido. She has to count 7 days where she's not seeing. A nido just counts 7 days even if she's seeing. But that's normal. But once it's not normal, then the woman has to prove that she doesn't have that chayli anymore. How does she prove it? 7 days go by that you don't see dam. If a woman is holding in the middle of the 7 days, she hasn't proven it yet. There's still a chash she might see, or else the Torah wouldn't have been masuk for more days. So to a certain extent, she's still ma'ina pasuach. It's still considered ma'ina pasuach for the entire 7 days. Klapit klius k'samim, we say it's only ma'ina pasuach for the first 3 days. We already see such a musig that even though it's already, you have the hefsek tayro, nevertheless, it's still not considered ma'ina sosim and gansim. Tapi klius for 3 days, and klape, if it's telon hakakol b'makoko, we can say for the entire 7 days. It's still more olo lirais. One lady is more olo lirais than the other lady. That's all the sefer zayin. What's shemeret yom b'sheni shalom? Rebbe says you're not telon, but b'rishon shalom you are telon. What's the chilik between Rishon and Sheni? Says the Marsha Bedas Rashi, and that's on the Ramban and Rango. The machlek is between Rav Chizda and Rav Ada is, what's the reason that Rebbe holds that on Sheni you're not Teile and on Rishon you are Teile? Is the reason because it's more mistaver when it's on Yom Rishon as opposed to Yom Sheni, it's not more mistaver? If it's Hochzako Roya Hayoim, then it makes sense to say that it came from her. If it's already, if it's from yesterday, so then she's no different than anybody else. She wasn't Hochzako to be a Roya Hayoim. And or you could say, no, the chil between the second day and the first day is, are you being a calculer or not? On the second day, you're being a calculer. She has to lose a day. And on the first day, you're not being a calculer. That's the machlokes, how to understand Rebbe, what's the chil between day one and day two. Is it because day one is more mistaver, then day two is not mistaver? Or is it because day one, you're not being a calculer, and day two, you are being a calculer? What's the nafkamino? Shtei shvilin. What's going to happen when you come to shtei shvilin? Is it any more mistaver that the tummy went down the tummy than the Torah, and the Torah went down the Torah than the other way around? That's not any more mistaver. Says Rav Chisda, the reason why Rebbe says you're allowed to be tailed on the first day is because it's more mistaver. By Shnei Shvilin, it's not any more mistaver. So really, you're not allowed to be tailed. Says Rav Adda, that's not the reason of Rebbe Bechlal. The reason of Rebbe is because you can't be makalkler on day two. On day two, you're being makalkler. On day one, you're not being makalkler. Comes to Shnei Shvilin in a Chanami, you're not going to be makalkler. What does the Gemara say at the end? Itmar like Revado. L'chur, the Tam is like Revado. That means Rebbe, we have a raya that Rebbe holds. The reason is like Revado. That it's not more makalkler, that day two, you're being makalkler. Day one, you're not being makalkler. And Melon comes to Shnei Shvilin in a Chanami, since you're not being makalkler, it's not a problem. We'll see this. It's very gishmak we answered beforehand. Rashi said beforehand that the reason why if you Rebbe you're not tailed is because on day two you're being makalkal and day one you're not being makalkal. And we asked, so then what was Rav Chisda saying a minute later, according to the way that Rashi is Masber Rebbe, that it's telling you whether you're being makalkal or not being makalkal. So what did Rav Chisda say a minute later that by Shnei Shvilin, according to Rebbe, you're not going to be tailed? What do you mean you're not being makalkal? The answer is that Rashi is going in Revado. The Maskana Sagamara is we bring an Itmar like Revado. So the Gemara is machriya that the time of Rebbe is like Revado. So Rashi was Masber in Rebbe beforehand, and the Havamina of the Gemara, Rashi was Masber in Revado. The reason why you would be Teile or not be Teile is are you be Makalkal or you not be Makalkal. Kumdais, that's the machlekes between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds it's telling in being Mistaver. Is it Mistaver or is it not Mistaver? And he's mechadish, that as long as it's mayin apasuach, it's still considered mistaver. His chiddush is more that it's considered mayin apasuach even after. That level of mayin apasuach, even on day 7, and where day 2 by Shemir HaTzirim, that's still considered more mistaver. And Rebbe holds, it's machlokes what Rebbe holds. Does Rebbe hold that it's telling more mistaver, and only on Yom Rishon is it more mistaver, not Yom Sheni? Or is it telling, are you be makalkler, and only on Yom Rishon you're not be makalkler as opposed to Yom Sheni? Sekta Mishnah Melech, that Lachur is very shver according to this Marsha. He asked on the Marsha, he brings on the Marsha, and he asked on the Marsha, he says, how do we understand Rav Shimon Gamliel? You said that Rav Shimon Gamliel says you're always allowed to be Teile, even on Seferis Zayin Shloi Tovlo, because it's more Mistaver, it's Mayna Pasuach. If Rashi is being Madgish that it's Mayna Pasuach, that means you need a reason to say that it's more Mistaver according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. This level of Histavris is enough. The fact that it was Mayna Pasuach a few days ago, that's enough. So then how come by Shnei Shvilin, Frekta Mishnah Melech, which is what we asked before, and how come by Shnei Shvilin we say Bundle of Machlekes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not any more Mistaver that the tummy walked down one more than the other. So even in Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's Shver Lacharim. How come Rav Shimon Gamliel says that by Shnei Shvilin that you're going to be able to be told the tummy? It's not any more Mistaver that the tummy went down. And Lacharim received Rav Shimon Gamliel, you need that, it has to be more Mistaver. Mind up a sword. Says the Mishnah Melech, here's really the Knesh that he goes through the Sugyo, and with this that we can take the rest of the Sugyo. Says Mishnah Melech like this. He really starts off the shtickle. He wants to say that this is Pshat and Rashi, and afterwards he says that really this is what the Marsha meant. So we're sticking with the Marsha. Just legs to enough of Knesh. Zokta Mishnah Melech Hazoin. He says that we asked beforehand, what's Pshat? Rebbe said, I would have a Havamino. That's the second lady that saw the dam. She should be the one that's tameh. Lefikach the Rebbe Lomeli. Because I would have had thought that the second lady that wore it, and you found the dam by her, she should be the one that's tameh. Because kan nimsa kan hoyo kamash malon. We ask, what's a kamash malon? Lechari, that's a good svar. Says the Mishnah Melech Hazar. He says that kan nimsa kan hoyo is the svar to be matam of the second lady. However, mitzad sheni, there's a svara of mayin apasuach. Even Rebbe's maskim that it is mayin apasuach, they're not chaylik mitzis. Just the mayin apasuach of yesterday is not such a stark a svara to be matam of the person, to be tailing that person. Mitzad Echad, on day lady number two, you have a Kan Nimtza Kan Hayam. And lady number one, you have a Umdana of Mayana Pasuach. We asked before in the Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah is Madgish, that first you gave it to the Nachris, the Nido, you give it to the lady that is a possible that you could be Taylin, and then she wore it afterwards. We asked, why is Rashi Madgish that she wore it afterwards? The Rashi says, not the way. Rashi is Madgish that because that's Dafke in this case that we have the whole Nidin in the Sugya. That the first lady has one reason to be Taylin, because it's Mayna Pasuach, because she's a Nida, because she's a Nachris, and the second lady has a reason to be Taylin, because it's Kanim to Kanhoyim. So you have an Umdana, one Umdana connected another Umdana. We ask, what's the Kamashmalan of Rebbe? The Kamashmalan of Rebbe is that there's a Tzad to be Taylin, the first lady also. The first lady has a Mayna Pasuach, that's not enough of a reason by itself to be Taylin her, and the second lady has a Kanim to Kanhoyim. So they balance out. Uki Umdana Lahadi Umdana, Vuki. You have no svara to say that it's going to go in one lady more than the next. Says Rebbe and Hanami, in such a case, you have one umdana to be matame the second lady, one umdana to be matame the first lady, neither one are going to be matame. What does the Shimon Gamliel hold? No, you're right. Okay, umdana, we have one umdana to be matame the second, one to be matame the first, and what are we left with? What's the difference between the two? Each one has a milo. At the end of the day, we knock out the mile of the first lady that is Mayna Pasuach, and we knock out the mile of the second lady that's Telen Kanim Sekanhayim. So what are we left with? What's the difference at the end of the day between the two ladies? One lady is Tameh, and one lady is not. That's the whole difference. The fact that it's Mayna Pasuach, the other lady has a Kanim Sekanhayim. So at the end of the day, what's the difference between the two ladies? One is Tameh, and one is not Tameh. Comes along Rebbe, over Shimon Gamliel, and says, Telen HaKalkol HaBimakukum. That's the din, the rabbanon that we have of Taylin HaKol B'Mekukum. So we asked in Rashi. Rashi seems to say two reasons why it could be Taylin according to Shimon Gamliel. Is it because Mayna Pasuach? Or is it because she's Tameh? The answer is that you need both of them. Both of them are needed. Mayna Pasuach is a reason to go against the Svar of Kanin Sekanhoya. But it's not the reason why you're being Taylin. Rashi says Taylin Ba, but that's what helps you be Taylin. That's not the real reason why you're being Taylin, but that's what helps you be Taylin. Because since it's Mayna Pasuach, that knocks out the Kanin Sekanhoya. What are you left with? Tmeya Hashta. That she's Tamei now, as opposed to another lady, is not Tamei. But mainly you're allowed to be Taylor in her, as opposed to the second lady. What is Rebbe hold? That's the Machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Azar. What then? Same thing. Same Mayna Pasuach that we said before. It's Mayna Pasuach, and the Mayna Pasuach knocks out the Kanin Sekanhoya. And you're left with Tmeya. Yeah, like we said before, in the Chor, in the Chanami. That's what Chavis Asa is Lehedya, Mishlamel says Lehedya. And the Chor is not so severe like we were saying before, that in the Chanami there's such a Musig that you can say that a Mayna Pasuach, that a severe Zion, as long as she does the same way that we saw after Eftik Tara for the first 3 days, she's simply said a Mayna Pasuach. So too, we can say for the entire 7 days, she's considered a Mayna Pasuach. So what's Jana Rebbe? What does Rebbe hold? Rebbe holds that Mayna Pasuach goes connected Kanim Sekanhoya only, says Rav Chisda, only on day 2. But on day 1, then it doesn't go connected Kanim Sekanhoya. Day 1, it's much more Mistaver. The Mayna Pasuach of day 1, says Rav Chisda, is much more Mistaver. It's a much darker Umdana than Kanim Sekanhoya. Mayna Pasuach is a Svara to be Taylor. Kanim Sekanhoya is a Svara to be Taylor. But it's not Be'etzim, neither one is such a stark Svara. Once we're talking about Shemeres Yayim Berishin Shalom, then you have a very stark atzad to be Taylor in the First Lady. She was Hochzikot to be Raya Hayim. She saw today, says Rebbe, in such a case, Rav Chisda says, it's much more Mistaver to say that it came from her. In such a case, Rebbe's going to be masking. Rebbe is going to be masking that you're able to be Taylor.
What shame Chazaka is that? She can't see.
No, the Chazaka that she saw today. We know that she's a Huchzaka Raya Hayim. We want to know if one of the two ladies saw Kesem, where did it come from? So on that says Rav Chisda, it came from, on day one, it came from the lady that was Huchzaka to be Raya Hayim. That's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda understands in Rebbe that the reason why on day one you're allowed to be Taylor is because it's much darker, it's a much bigger tzad that it came from. It's not that Mayna Pasuach Kineged Kanim Sekanhoya. It's Mayna it's a much darker tzad. It's mine pasuach hayoyim. It's chuslaka aray hayoyim. And therefore, that's a much bigger tzad to be teila, and therefore you're allowed to be teila. That's Rav Chisda holds. Rav Ada says that's not the reason of Rebbe. The reason of Rebbe is not because chuslaka mine pasuach hayoyim. The reason of Rebbe is because Rebbe is maskim, mine pasuach knocks out the kanim tekan hayoyim. What are you left with? Tmeo. On day two, Rebbe says, ain't teila kol bim mekukum, because you're being mastered her. On day one, that you're not being mastered her, teila kol bim mekukum. Bekitzer, the Mishnah Lamelech is saying the same yisoid as the Marsha. He's going with the Mahalach of the Marsha. The machlek is between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada is Rebbe hold on day one, you're allowed to be teila as opposed to day two. Is it because it's more mistaver? Or is it because you're not being mekalkaler? He just legged through the Mishnah Lamech, legged through one Kanish that's able to be Masber Rashi. That you need another Nikud over here. Mayna Pasuach. Rashi says Mayna Pasuach because that goes Kanagri Kanim Zakanoyo. That answers up what's the Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan is, yeah, you have a Sora Kanim Zakanoyo. We have a Mayna Pasuach Kanagri. Now, what happens on day one? That's the shadow between Bechizda and Ravado. When the two of them knock out, what happens on day one? Do we say that day one, the Mayna Pasuach is much darker and therefore you're allowed to be Turli in the Mayna Pasuach because the Sufs Korea Hayyim, even Rebbe's going to be masking? Or no? Mayna Pasuach knocks out the Kanim Tekanoyim. The reason why you're allowed to be Turli is because Rebbe's masking to the Svara of Telen HaKokol and Mekokol on day one.
Where do we see that there's varying levels of Mayna Pasuach?
Heard that the Rashi Bavarns it really. Rashi says, Va'afagav loy Hufsa Korea Hayyim, even the Mayna Pasuach. Since it was Hoslaka, what's Rashi Bavarni? What's the difference? What's the difference? It's Mayna Pasuach from yesterday for today. The answer is that there is a chilek. The truth is that halacha lemaisa, we're going to see when you get to Simen Kuf Tadi Vav, that there's a big nafkamina lehalacha. Lehalacha lemaisa in the year Tafshin Ayin Tes, whether or not someone is Hoslaka Mayna Pasuach Hayoim or not. The halacha is that we paskin that you do not need a maich dochuk me'ikr hadin. What is a maich dochuk? A maich dochuk is a glorified hefsek tara. A hefsek tara shows that I've stopped seeing. Now, can you prove, let's say shkia is at 5 o'clock. You did hefsek tara at 4:30. Can you prove that at 4:37 that you didn't see? You have no idea. Could be after the hefsek tara you saw. What's a maich dochuk? A maich dochuk is, you have a bedika in from before shkia to after tzitzik achab. That means you know for sure the day ended without seeing any dam, because you took it out after the tzitzik achab and there's no dam on it. You know that the day ended and the new day started without any dam on it. That's the best type of hefsek tara. That's why the Mechaber Paskins, he says, L'chatchilo, a person should be malamed l'teich beisei, always do a hefsek tara. Always do a maich dochuk. Mikar din is tam akif, except once. On one day it's ma'akif. If a woman wants to do a hefsek tara, she gets her period on Sunday, she doesn't want to be busy with hefsek tara the rest of the week, she only sees one day, she says, I'm going to do my hefsek tara on Sunday, I'm going to start counting my Zayin Akim Thursday night. So she wants to do a hefsek tara. If she does, to do a hefsek tara on Sunday, the day that she got her re'il, the halacha is that it's not enough to do a hefsek tara, she has to do a maich dochuk. Why? Because it was hochzaka raya hayim. Hochzaka the mimayin apasuach hayim. The only way to prove, when it's hochzaka mimayin apasuach hayim, the only way to prove that it really closed, is if you show me 100% that the day ended and you didn't see any dam. But just because you punked got a bedik at 4:30 and you didn't have any dam in it, doesn't mean that at 4:33 or 4:51 that there was no dam. So there is zikr, there's a much bigger tzad to say that dam came out on the first day than on the seventh day. That's the machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. Rav Chisda says that Shomer Tzion Berishon Shelo, the reason why you're allowed to be teila is because the Mayna Pasuach is very stark, it's much darker than Kanim Zekan Hoya. And Rav Ada says that's not the reason. The reason is because Rebbe agrees that Tonyo Makokol is a Makokol, if you're not being Makokol the person. On day two, you'll be Makokol. On day one, you're not being Makokol. What's the nafkamina between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada? Shnei Shvilin. You come to Shnei Shvilin, says Rav Chisda, we're going to have the machlekes of Rebbe. It's not any more Mistaver. Not anymore Mistaver, the Mela, according to Rebbe, you're going to be Tummy. Rav Ada says the same shtickle. He says, no way. He says, you're not being mafsed her, and since you're not being mafsed her, therefore there's no problem. Now, what's considered a hefsed, what's not considered a hefsed? It could be that Dafka, the Mashmoyis from Rashi, is Mashma a little bit, Biyod the Litzvol, yes, Salafar Rashi is legging to a different time, Biyod the Litzvol. Mashma, maybe it's only considered a hefsed when you're holding by day seven, that's Biyod the Litzvol. If it's not, maybe that's not considered a hefsed. That's not considered Loy Makalkalom. But that would be the machlokes. Kum dais, according to this, we can understand the Hemshech of the Gemara also. The Hemshech of the Gemara, we ask, the Gemara says, what salacha can you be toile, kesem be kesem, or not? One lady found the kesem, Rachel and Leah wore the same begging. Now yesterday, we'll go with that simple case, yesterday Rachel already became tummy because of a kesem that she saw. Is Leah now allowed to be toile, the kesem that they found together, in the kesem, in Rachel, because she was already tummy after the kesem? The Gemara says, if you hear the bar, according to Rebbe, for sure you don't have any question. The only shayla is in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Then the Gemara says, it could be that according to Rebbe, you could be Taylor. Depends if it's on the first day or the second day. So we ask, at the beginning you said it was Pasha, that according to Rebbe it's not a shayla, and then afterwards you said that according to Rebbe it is. And Bechal, according to Rebbe, not be Mekalko. Why is the Taka not a shayla? The answer is, and the Ramban says it's Mefurish, and this is really the Mahalach of Rashi, like the Marshal says, is that the Rav Yehuda Bar Levaya holds like Rav Chizda. In Rav Chizda's world, Rav Chizda holds that it has to be more mistaver that it came from the person. And he says that Mayna Pasuach of yesterday is not considered a more mistaver, even though I know for sure that this lady saw Adam on Sunday. On Monday, it's not any more mistaver to say that it came from her than it came from anybody else. So if that's the case, says Rav Yehuda Bar Levaya, it's even when I know Bivadai that yesterday she saw Adam, says, according to Rebbe, in Rav Chizda's world, you can't be telling her. And certainly, when I don't know Bavadi that she saw Adam, it's only a kesem. Certainly, in such a case, you're not going to be able to be Taylor. L'chur, according to this, let's say she knows for sure that she saw Adam Migufa. Vada Migufa Shloi Bar Gasha. The Achrayim cleared this. The part that's remaining, the Kiveger. What's going to be if you know for sure that the Adam came Vada Migufa? Still, it's not Hufzik Omayna Pasuach. Even if it's not, you need a Mayna Pasuach, L'chara. Even by a Mayna Pasuach of yesterday, it's not enough. Certainly by Kesem L'chara, a Kesem where you don't know for sure, she's not a Hufzik Araya, then certainly we're not going to be tailing her. It's not considered enough of a Stabris to say that we're going to be tailing her. The Gemara says afterwards, it could be that in Rebbe we could be tailing. Who's that going in? That's going in Rav Ada L'chara. Like Taita says, the Tartin wasn't going in the Svar of the Makshin. The same thing in Rashi you could say. The Rav Yehuda Bar Levaya was pasha to him that according to Rebbe, you can't be Toile, because that's going in Rav Chizda. In Rav Chizda's world, it has to be more Mestaver in Rebbe. It's not more Mestaver by Baal Sekesem. Masha Enkein, in Rebbe's world, the whole Shaila of the Gemara is, can you be Toile Kalkala B'Makubal or not, says Rebbe, according to Rav Ada. If you're not being a Kalkala person, you could. If you are, you can't. Memeil, that's the chav between Sheni Shelo and Rishon Shelo. Sheni Shelo, you can't be Taylor because you're going to be Mekalkaler. Either Sheni Shelo means Shemer Siyem B'Sheni Shelo, or in Rebbe's world, Rebbe was Masakin Mesadeh, that a woman that sees one day, she has to count that day plus another six. Or 2 days, if she sees 2 days, 2 days plus another six. So in Rebbe's world, the Kesem is going to be Matzah Chur. But L'chur, it can mean even Shemer Siyem B'Sheni Shelo. Shemer Siyem B'Sheni Shelo, you're being Matzah Chur to count another day. You're being Mafted her. You can't be tailing her in Ravada's world. But in the first day, in a Hanami, your taka, in the first day, that you're not being a calculator, in a Hanami, allowed to be tailing. What's the Maskana Sagamara? Maskana Sagamara is that even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're not allowed to be tailing. What's the pshat? L'chur, you're not being a calculator. We ask, Mamek Ruzei Chaser. L'chura, you have a lady over here who's tummy anyhow. You have a lady over here that she's not being Mekukul because she's already Mekukel. Why should we not be able to be Taylor in a Baal HaKesem? So according to the Mahalaf that we're saying now, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds when you have Kanimta Kanhoya, Kenegin Mayna Pasuach, then the halacha is that they cancel out, and then we say Taylor Nakakalo Bimakuko, whichever lady is Tame, that's where we're going to be Taylor. But in this case, we have a Kanimta Kanhoya in the second lady, and we have a Baal HaKesem who's not Mayna Pasuach. So it doesn't cancel out anymore. We don't have a svara. We don't have that starkest svara of Mayna Pasuach of the Baal HaKesem. So maybe the whole din of Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't start. The whole din of Rav Shimon Gamliel only starts. That Rav Shimon Gamliel says Tilon Kol Mekukol is only when the two things cancel out. The Kanim Tekanhaya Keneged the Mayna Pasuach. They cancel out, and you're left with one lady who's tummy, one lady's not tummy. But over here, you have a Kanim Tekanhaya in the second lady, and you have a Baal HaKesem who's not Mayna Pasuach. Maybe it doesn't cancel out. Since it doesn't cancel out, all you have is a kanim tekan haya, can I get a lady who's tummy? So each one has a torah. Make a date to be tailor one more than the next. Really, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, says the Chacham HaTzal, you're not going to be a tailor. L'chur, That's how it would come out. That's why Aliba de Hilchas Alamaiso, we're not going to be Taylor in a Balas HaKetem. The Shaila is, maybe just one Nakuda, what's Pshat in Rebbe that holds Taka that we're not Taylor in a Kokol B'Makukol? According to Rav Chisda, that's in Rav Chisda's world. Rav Chisda says that Rebbe doesn't hold that we're Taylor Kokol and Makukol B'Chlal. The only reason that you're going to be Taylor in a Shemer Asim B'Rishon Shalom is because more Mistaver. But there's no Svar of Telenok HaKol B'Makukul. Why doesn't Rebbe hold it the Svar of Telenok HaKol B'Makukul? Where do we find the Svar of Telenok HaKol B'Makukul? So the Gemara says, if you have two kupais, one is two kupais, one is of Truma Derabanan and one is Chulin. And you have two sarin, one of Truma Derabanan and one of Chulin. And you know that one fell into one and one fell into the next. The Gemara says, I'm allowed to say, Sha'ani Oimer Truma L'Sech Truma Nafal, Chulin L'Sech Chulin Nafal. What is this din? Why am I allowed to be Taylor? Flip a coin? What's this din, Bechal? So the Gemara says, Lahedian, Yuvamis Pebez, that it's Dafka din Benegeta Truma Darabanan. We don't say this by Darais, it's only by Darabanan. So is it Stam a din of Safik Darabanan Lakula? What's the fancy Lashon, Shani Yoimer, Truma Lesech, Truma Nafal? So the Dhamza learned that in Ram, it's just a din of Safik Darabanan Lakula. But the Shani is over here, if it's just a regular din of Safik Darabanan Lakula, so then why would anybody not hold of it? Why would Rebbe not hold of it? Sounds like Rebbe only holds the allowed to be Terleh if it's more Mustafa. So the truth is that there's a big chiddish from Aram Chalava in Psachim Dafyur. He says, he brings from the Raivik Kimdumani, that the reason why you're allowed to be Terleh in this case is only because it's more Mustafa. Mistama, the person that came in and put the Saw of Truma, and put the Saw of Chulin, he put the Saw of Truma next to the Saw of Truma, and next to the Kupa of Truma, and the Saw of Chulin next to the Saw of Chulin. Bemele, if one fell into one, he can mistaver that it fell into the one that was put next to, which was the one that. So that's the more mistaver, but in a chlami, according to that attack, you're not. You wouldn't be able to be Taylor. Why wouldn't we say Savak Darabon on the Kula? So the truth is that you don't always say Savak Darabon on the Kula. When it's this Chazik Yisurah, you don't say Savak Darabon on the Kula. It's not. There's certain cases that you don't say Savak Darabon on the Kula. We handle those with the Ulam. What happens if somebody has a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken? It's kosher chicken, but somebody deep fried it in milk. And the halacha is that it's only aser midarabanan. Chicken and milk is only aser midarabanan. Let's say you have one piece here in front of you and you're not sure, did they deep fry it in milk or in soy milk? Can you eat the piece of chicken or not? Safek darabanan lakulo, go for it. Let's say you have two pieces. One is for sure deep fried in milk, and one is for sure deep fried in soy milk. And you don't know which one is which. Or you should be able to eat the first one, Safek Darabanan Lakula. Eat the second one, Safek Darabanan Lakula. Neither of them is going to be more than a Safek Darabanan. It's a Darabanan. Or by each one, you should be able to eat the Says the Shach from the Rasba, in Simin Kofiud, says, you don't say that. Why? Because it's Chazik Yitzurah. By it's Chazik Yitzurah, if you know for sure that one of these is Aser, then you don't say Safek Darabanan Lakula. Mamela, if you know for sure that there is Iser over here, then Lav Dafka, do you say that there's Safek Darabanan Lakula? You don't just say that one fell into one, one fell into the next. So the truth is that maybe you don't know for sure that there's Iser. It could be that if Taka fell into the good one. Says the Chavetz Chaim something very interesting. He says that the only time that we're going to say Telenok HaKol B'Makukul is Dafka in a case, it's not magic. Telenok HaKol B'Makukul only helps where if I would have the question by myself, I would be Tohar. And now that there's a second lady, I'm tummy. For example, somebody goes down a shvil b'rishus harabim, safek tum b'rishus harabim, sveik utar. But now I have another man that went down the second shvil. So because of what he did, you now have a safek because of me. So Telenok HaKol B'Makukul says, take away that safek that the second person brought. But let's say it would be safek tum b'rishus hayachid. One person goes down a shvil b'rishus hayachid. So then, by you, by yourself, safek tum b'rishus hayachid, Sveikei Tamei. Now, a second person who's Tamei goes down another Shvil B'Rishus HaYachid. So you want to say, oh, he went down the Tamei and I went down the Torah. Says the Shechav Azaz, we don't say that over here. Telenok HaKol B'Makukul doesn't take away a problem that you had Lechatchila. It only says, if the problem was brought on by the second person here, Telenok HaKol, and that person is Makukul. But it doesn't, if you would have had the problem regardless, then the second person is not going to help you. Mamela, if a woman has a kesem and she has no makum to be tailor, is she tamei? Avada. So now a second lady comes and you want to say be tailor in her. Telenok HaKol B'Makukul doesn't just allow you to be tailor in the second lady. If you would have had the issue by yourself, then you're not able to just be tailor in the second lady, says the Chavetz Chaim. Mila, Tavon Kol Kol Makukul doesn't allow you. It's not just a svar that automatically. It's not a svar either. One of the kula, you're just allowed to be tail in the second person. It works with certain gedarim. Mamela, the shaila. At what point do we say Tavon Kol Kol Makukul? That's going to be machlekes in Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether or not is there going to be enough of a reyes in one to say that, oh, the second lady who is here, she's the one that's bringing the reyes in the first place, and mamela I'm allowed to be tailing her. That's going to be Ein Sham Nechavas Das. We'll see when we get to Halacha exactly where the Nekudas HaMachlekes is. But it's not so posh that Tano Kokol Mokokol Taka, you're allowed to, it's just a din of something that Rabban on the Kulo. And Shtei Kupois is different than our din. Shtei Kupois, if you have one thing of Truma, one thing of Chulin, and Truma falls into one, then Halacha is Tavid Rabban on the Kulo. It by itself would have been fine. Now that you have the second one, it's not going to be any worse. I mean, it's not exactly daimit to the case of Shtei Kupois. Samim is not same with the kupois. Kupois, in and of itself, one shayla by itself would have been fine. So shayla only starts when you have another one that fell, as opposed to samim, each one by itself would be problematic, if not, and therefore the second lady is not going to help you. Just like through, according to this, lachur, the whole mahalach in the sugya of Tilanak Kol Mokukul, understanding this sugya is lachur, totally in this, is the Hemshech HaGemara, the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Sorry, we don't have it on the back of the paper. The Mishnah Amud Beis brings the story of three ladies that slept in the same bed, and then they found the kesem afterwards. The halacha is whoever's got the fastest draw, if she is able to do a bedika, teich shir vest, then if she does a bedika and finds herself to be tamei, you're allowed to be teile in her, and the other two are tahar. Says the Gemara, Om Yehuda Rav, Vushabad ka'acha atma teich shir vest. That's only if she did it immediately. Teich shir vest. So the Gemara, that's also going to Bar Pado, that says that when you do Bidika, Terech Shir Veset, it's a bur, it shows for sure that the Dam was there for your friend. According to Rabbi Ishia, then the halacha is, even Terech Shir Veset, it's not a bur. Now, the whole sugi is really very difficult to understand, because when's it ever a bur? How do you ever know when the Kesem came? You have three ladies that they were sleeping together in the same bed for the last 12 hours. They all slept a bagel. 12 hours they slept. You have no idea when this kesem came. It could have come 10 hours ago, 6 hours ago, 4 hours ago, 2 hours ago. You have no idea when it came. Nevertheless, from the zman metiyat kesem, as long as you do bedika, that's fine. First of all, we see a great thing right here in the sugya. This is the sugya that we talked about before, and that we go bas zman metiyat kesem, the makor is from these sugyas, that we dan on a kesem kesman metiyat kesem. But it's still very fair, because even though you want to say it's Xeris or Kazakh Xeris or Abana, that we go bust up Shas with Tisa Kesem, sometimes we know that the Kesem didn't happen now. What happens when the Kesem is dry? I know for sure the Kesem didn't happen this second. At least 30 seconds ago it happened. It's dry already. How could it be Tayla? How is it a beer in the fact that you do Bediko? So the truth is that if you look at the Rush bavarns this. And the Rush says, in Echanami, it's not really a beer. It's just that we're able to be Tayla that it's Kliyaza. And the way that the Rush passes the halacha lemaisi says that we pass in halacha lemaisi like Reb Oishio, that you don't really need a beer mamish. Reb Oishio says we never have a beer, even when you did a bedika right away, you don't have a beer. So says the Rush, side by side, it's not really a beer, it's just like a tliaza, and therefore we can pass like Reb Oishio that even if you do a bedika la'acher shir vest, still you're able to retail on the lady. We're able to say that this kesem is the tchilas a vest of that lady, and we're allowed to be tailing it. However, that's if you understand that we're trying to make a birur. And the birur is that you're able to be teila in the lady that's all. Then it's taka very shver. You don't really know when the kesem came from. It could be the kesem came 10 hours ago. How is it a birur bachlal? Because she did a bedika right here. But if you look at the Chassam Sefer and you look at the Chavaz Das, they learn that this sugya is the sugya benegea to teila nakakol benokukum. The pshan in the sugya is the same sugya as we just had up in Tonya. And teila nakakol benokukum is that if you do bedika immediately, teich shir vest, then you prove that at the time that you found the kesem, you were already tummy. If you were at tummy at the time that you found the kesem, then we're allowed to be tailing you. We're allowed to be tailing you to say that it came from, to say that the kesem came from you. Ah, if you didn't do teich shir vest, you only did it 2 minutes later, why can't we be tailing you? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you want to say that Lamaisa, she's tummy, and the other two are not. The answer is because it's already gepaskin. It's ready as soon as you found the kesem and you don't know that one of them is tummy, one of them is tar, then they're all tummy. Here she already called up her husband and told her I'm tummy. Then she says 2 minutes later, and another says, no, I found myself to be tummy. It's already too late. It's already kapaskin. And that's the lekan lemafreyan lehabah. That's it. It says in the last video. It's all totally in b'shas metzias hakesim. We have to paskin right then. B'shas metzias hakesim. Do we have somebody who's mikol kelas there to be tailin? If she does a bedika tesher vested, then in a chanami tailin of a kol ben mekukol, and we're allowed to be tailin her. If she doesn't do tesher vested, she's not mikol kelas b'shas meisa. We're not allowed to be tailin her.